我们今天但以理书第十一章。
Today we will be talking about Daniel chapter 11.
这段经文不容易明白。
This passage is not easy to understand.
所以盼望你能够专心的来听。
So hopefully you will pay attention and listen.
那么首先我请雅茹姐妹来读这段经文。
First, I'm going to ask Anne to come and read this passage.
只是用中文，然后你们看英文的跟着一起看。
You will only be read in Chinese. Please follow along in English.
但以理书十一章第一节到三十五节，又说当马代王大利乌元年，我曾起来扶助米迦勒，使他坚强。现在我将真事指示你，波斯还有三王兴起。第四王必富足远胜诸王，他因富足成为强盛，就必激动大众攻击希腊王，必有一个勇敢的王兴起，执掌大权，随意而行。他兴起的时候，他的国必破裂，向天的四方分开，却不归他的后裔，治国的权势也都不及他，因为他的国必被拔出，归于他后裔之外的人。南方的王必强盛，他将率中必有一个比他更强盛，执掌权柄，他的权柄盛大。过些年后，他们必互相联合，南方王的女儿必救了北方王来立约，但这女子帮助之力纯力不佳，纯力不住，王和他所依靠之力也不能纯力。这女子和引导他来的，并生他的，以及当时扶助他的，都必交于死地。但这女子的本家并立生义子继续王位，他必率领军队进入北方王的保障，攻击他们，而且得胜，并将他们的神像和铸成的偶像与金银的宝器掠到埃及去。数年之内，他不去攻击北方的王，北方的王必入南方王的国，却要人回本地。北方王的二子必动干戈，招聚许多军兵，这军兵前去如洪水泛滥，又必再去征战，直到南方王的保障。南方王必发烈怒，出来与北方王征战，百列大军，北方王的军兵必交付他手，他的众军高傲，他的心也必自高。他虽使数万人服倒，却不得长胜。北方王必回来百列大军，比先前的更多，满了所定的年数，他必率领大军，带极多的军装来。那时必有许多人起来攻击南方王，并且你本国的强暴人必兴起，要应验那异象，他们却要败亡。北方王必来逐垒，攻取坚固城，南方的军兵必站立不住，就是选择的精兵也无力站立，来攻击他的必任意而行，无人在北方王面前站立得住，他必站在那荣美之地，用手施行毁灭。他必定义用全国之力而来，立公正的约，照约而行，将自己的女儿给南方王为妻，想要败坏他，这计却不得成就，与自己毫无益处。其后他必转回夺取了许多海岛，但有一大帅除掉他令人受的羞辱，并且这羞辱归他本身，他就必转向本地的保障，却要半跌扶倒，归于无有。那时必有异人兴起，接续他为王，使横征暴敛的人通行国中的荣美地。这王不多日就必灭亡，却不因愤怒，也不因征战。必有一个卑鄙的人兴起，接续为王，人却曾将国的尊荣给他，他却趁人坦然无备的时候，用谄媚的话得国。必有无数的军兵势如洪水，在他面前冲没败坏，同盟的军 必如此，也必如此。与那君结盟之后，他必行诡诈，因为他必上来以微小的君成为强盛。趁人坦然无备的时候，他必来到国中及肥美之地，行他列祖和他列祖之祖未曾行的，将掳物掠物和财宝散给众人，又要设计攻打保障，然而这都是暂时的。他必奋勇向前，率领大军攻击南方王，南方王也必以极大极强的军兵与他征战，却战力不住，因为有人设计陷害南方王。吃王膳的必败坏他，他的军队必被冲没，而且被杀的甚多。至于这二王，他们心怀恶计，同席说谎，计谋却不成就，因为到了定期，事就了结。北方王必带许多财宝回往本国，他的心反对圣约，任意而行。回到本地，到了定期，他必返回。来到南方后一次却不如前一次，因为机提战船必来攻击他，他就丧胆而回，又要恼恨圣约，任意而行。他必回来联络背弃圣约的人，他必兴兵，这兵必亵渎圣地，就是保障，除掉长线的番祭，设立那行毁坏可憎的作恶违背圣约的人。他必用巧言勾引，唯独认识神的子民必刚强行事。世间的智慧人必训诲多人，然而他们多日必倒在刀下，或被火烧，或被掳掠抢夺。他们扶倒的时候，稍得扶持，却有许多人用谄媚的话亲近他们。智慧人中有些扶倒的，为要熬炼其余的人，使他们清净洁白，直到末了，因为到了定期，事就了结。
我们但以理书所说的预言大部分都应验在历史里面。
Most of the prophecies given in Daniel has already been fulfilled in history.
然后因着这个缘故，一些不信的人说但以理书是在这些历史事件发生之后才写成的。
And because of this, many detractors who does not believe claim that Daniel was written after the historical events.
那么他们主张说但以理书的预言说的这么准确是不可能的事情。
They claim that because of the accuracy of the book of Daniel, it is impossible.
我们因此书里所说的预言不是在但以理的时代，也就是在公元前533年的时候写的。
Therefore, the book of Daniel could not have been written during the time of Daniel, which was around 533 BC.
而是在公元后160年写成。
Instead, it was written in 160 BC.
所以从人的理解还有科学的观点这些记载是不是真实的。
So from the perspective of science and people's understanding, what is recorded is not true.
我们这些不相信但以理预言的人。
And those who do not believe in the prophecy of Daniel.
不可能否认但以理书的历史性。
It's impossible for them to deny the historicity of the book of Daniel.
因为根据古代历史的记载。
Because according to historical records.
然后但以理书确实在公元前533年写成的。
The book of Daniel was written in 533 BC.
然后至于这些相信这位神的人。
And for those who believe in God,
随意的能够接受神所说的
can easily accept what God has spoken.
就如彼得后书第一章第十九节到二十一节说
Just as what 2 Peter 1:19-21 says.
我们必有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，诚心在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
So we have the prophetic word, make more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts.
第一要紧的, 该知道经上所有的预言, 没有可随思意写说的, 因为预言从来没有出于人意, 乃是人被圣灵感动, 说出神的话来。
But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
我们这些被应验的预言证明神的,
so all these prophecies that have been fulfilled prove that these words are from God.
因为只有神知道将来所要发生的事情,
because only God knows the future.
只有神知道那些隐秘的事情,
and only God knows the secrets.
就如但以理书第二章第22节所说,
just as in Daniel chapter 2 verse 22 it says,
他显明深奥隐秘的事, 知道暗中所有的, 光明也与他同居。
It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him.
我们必须要相信但以理所说的预言是神的话语。
We need to believe that the prophecies given in Daniel are God's word.
是从神而来的。
It's from God.
所以当我们思考但以理所说的预言的时候,
so as we reflect on what the prophecy that Daniel spoke of,
让我们从中学习,
let us learn from it,
以致我们更加相信这本圣经是神的话语。
So we would trust more that the Bible that we have is God's word.
刚才雅茹所念那段经文, 谈到但以理所看到的意象。
And the passage that Anne read shows the vision that Daniel had.
这个意象, 有四个预言。
And in this vision, there are four prophecies.
在这个大纲里面有我们你可以看到。
And you can see the outline.
第一个预言就是谈到波斯的预言。
First one is prophecy of Persia.
然后第二个预言是希腊的预言。
Second is of Greece.
第三个预言是君王的预言。
Third is of the kings.
然后最后一个预言是谈到安提欧古和叙利亚的预言。
And finally, the prophecy of Antiochus, Epiphanes, and Syria.
我们首先要我们来看波斯的预言。
Let's first look at the prophecy of Persia.
所以天使加百利对但以理说。
And the angel Gabriel told Daniel,
现在我将真事指示你，波斯还有三王兴起，第四王必富足衍生诸王，他因富足成为强盛，就必激动大众攻击希腊国。
And now I will tell you the truth. Behold, three more kings are going to arise in Persia. Then a fourth will gain far more riches than all of them. As soon as he becomes strong through his riches, he will arouse the whole empire against the realm of Greece.
所以天使加百利, 他说现在我要将真事指示你。
So the angel Gabriel just says, and now I will tell you the truth.
这件真事就是指波斯将会兴起三位王。
And that is that in Persia there will be three more kings.
而第四位王将胜过那些王。
And the fourth king will be greater than the others.
这位王将要攻击希腊国。
And this king will rise up against Greece.
所以但以理说这个预言的时候是在波斯王古利王在位的第三年。
And so this is spoken in the third year of King Cyrus.
然后根据圣经的记载, 这三位王是阿哈水卢、亚达、雪西和大利乌。
According to scripture, the three kings mentioned here are Ahasuerus, Artaxerxes, and Darius.
但是根据人类历史的记载,
but according to human history,
这些是他们的名,
these are their names.
不容易, 念, 第一个是 Cambyses, 然后第二个是 Pseudo-Semedes, 第三个是 Darius, Histapis.
Those are the three names.
所以这个是根据人类历史的记载。
And these are according to human history records.
但是但以理书第十一章第二节说有第四位王。
And yet in the book of Daniel chapter 11 verse 2 it says that there's a fourth king.
那么这位王是大力乌的儿子雪西。
And this is Darius' son.
那么旧约圣经以斯帖记有谈到这位王。
And Xerxes and the book of Esther speaks of this king.
他的财富超过任何的王。
His wealth exceeded all the other kings.
然后因着这个血系他的财富还有他的强盛。
And because of Xerxes' wealth and his power.
然后使到他进攻希腊国。
It caused him to attack Greece.
所以在公元前480年的时候他就进攻希腊国但却不成功。
So in 480 BC, he attacked Greece, but he was unsuccessful.
那么上次我谈到这个魔鬼撒旦影响世界的领袖。
And last time I spoke of Satan's impact on the leaders of this world.
然后包括这个波斯国的领袖。
And included the leaders of Persia.
然后这些王不知道魔鬼撒旦影响他们。
And these kings do not understand that Satan has influence over them.
来去陷害以色列子民。
And it caused them to do harm to the Jews.
比起巴比伦王的王这个波斯王比较恩待以色列人。
Compared to Babylonian kings, the Persian kings were kinder to the Jews.
那么但是魔鬼撒旦不希望波斯王恩待以色列人因为他恨恶以色列人。
But Satan does not want the Persian kings to be kind to the Jews because Satan hates the Jews.
那么就如在启示录十二章谈到那条龙怎样去攻击那个妇人。
And just as in Revelation, it speaks of how the dragon attacked the woman.
那么在启示录十二章谈到那条龙是魔鬼撒旦。
And in Revelation 12, the dragon was Satan himself.
然后那位妇人是指以色列。
And the woman was the Israelites.
但是无论如何，天使米迦勒和加百利已经胜过魔鬼撒旦。
But no matter what, the angel Michael and, has already overcome Satan.
然后使到波斯王大力乌和古利王恩待这些失去家园的以色列人。
Thus, King Darius and King Cyrus were kind to the Jews.
那其实是古利王允许以色列人回去耶路撒冷重建这个圣殿。
It was King Cyrus who first issued the decree to allow the Jews to return and rebuild the temple.
所以这四位王当中最特殊的就是血西王。
So out of the four kings, the one who stands out is King Xerxes.
他是最富有而且最强盛的一位王。
He's the wealthiest and the strongest king.
是以斯帖记所说那位阿哈随鲁。
It is, he's the one who recording Esther as Ahasuerus.
所以在血西王的统治之下他的王国从这个伊都比亚伸延到印度。
So under him, his kingdom extended from Ethiopia to India.
他有一个很大的野心，就是要进攻希腊国。
And then he had the desire to conquer Greece as well.
所以在公元前480年的时候，他就进攻希腊国。
So in 480 BC, he attacked Greece.
但是他却败在这个希腊王的手下。
Yet he lost to the king of Greece.
血西王在公元前465年8月被人谋杀。
And Xerxes was assassinated in 465 in August.
好了，这个是第一个预言，也就是波斯的预言。
And this is the first prophecy concerning Persia.
第二个预言呢是这个希腊的预言。
And the second prophecy concerns Greece.
所以天使加百利在第三节到第四节继续的对但以理说。
And so the angel Gabriel in chapter verses 3 and 4 continued to speak to Daniel.
他说必由一个勇敢的王兴起，执掌大权，随意而行。
But a mighty king will arise and he will rule with great authority and do as he pleases.
他兴起的时候，他的国必破裂，向天的四方分开， 却不归他的后裔，治国的权势也不及他，因为他的国必被拔出，归于他后裔之外的人。
But as soon as he has risen, his kingdom will be broken up and parceled out toward the four points of the compass, though not to his own descendants, nor according to his authority which he wielded, for his sovereignty will be uprooted and given to others besides them.
那么在大尼里所看到之前的三个异象，他知道世界上的王国还有帝国的次序。
And from previous visions that Daniel had, he understand the different kingdoms and the order of things.
第一个就是记载在大尼里书第二章，他所看见那个大象。
The first one is the statue from chapter 2.
就是尼布加撒尼撒王所梦见那个大象。
It was Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
那么大象的头是金做的。
And the head is of gold.
然后他的胸是银做的。
And breast of silver.
然后他的肚腹是铜做的。
And the midsection of bronze.
然后他的腿是铁做的。
And legs of iron.
然后他的脚是半铁半泥的。
And finally, half iron, half clay.
我们都知道这个金做的头是代表巴比伦王国。
And we know that the head of gold is Babylonian kingdom.
然后这个银做的胸膛是代表这个波斯王国。
And the silver breast refers to the Persians.
那么铜做的肚腹是代表希腊帝国。
And the bronze refers to Greece.
然后铁做的腿是代表这个罗马帝国。
And iron legs represents Rome.
那么第二个意象记载在但以理书第七章但以理所看见的。
And the second vision was recorded in Daniel chapter 7.
那么但以理看见的意象有四个大兽从这个海上出来。
And he saw four beasts coming out of the water.
这个四个大兽它的形状都不一样。
And they have different forms.
第一个大兽是一只狮子，但是有两只翅膀。
The first was like a lion with wings.
那么第二个大象好像一只熊，它的口衔着这个肋骨。
And the second one was a bear with ribs in his mouth.
第三个大兽是一个豹但是它背后有鸟的四个翅膀。
And the third is
It's a leopard.
It's a leopard with wings.
然后第四个一个很可怕的一个大兽。
And finally, it was a very fearful creature.
那么甚至在圣经里面，他说第七章，甚是可怕，极其强壮，大有力量，有大铁牙吞噬绞碎，所剩下的用脚践踏。这兽与前三兽大不同，头有十个角。
Dreadful and terrifying and extremely strong, and it had large iron teeth. It devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet, and it was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns.
我正观看这些角，见其中又长起一个小角，先前的角有三角在角前，连根被它拔出来。这脚有眼，像人的眼，有口说夸大的话。
While I was contemplating the horns, behold, another horn, a little one, came up among them, and three of the first horns were pulled out by the roots before it. And behold, its horn possessed eyes like eyes of the man, and mouth uttering great boasts.
所以这四个大兽也是代表世界上四个王国。
And these four beasts also represent the four kingdoms.
就好像大象的金头，狮子是代表巴比伦王国。
And just as the statue, the lion represents Babylon.
那么这个熊呢，是代表这个波斯马代。
And the bear represents Persia.
这个豹是代表希腊帝国。
And the leopard represents Greece.
那个凶猛的兽是代表罗马帝国。
And the vicious creature represents Rome.
那么丹尼里过去所看到的第三个意象。
And there's a third vision that Daniel has seen before.
也就是在但以理书第八章里面他所看到的四个人物。
And it is in chapter 8, the four people that he saw.
啊，第一个是波斯王。
One is the king of Persia.
啊，第二是希腊王。
And second is king of Greece.
啊，第三呢就是那个安提欧古。
And the third one is Antiochus.
然后第四个人物就是那个敌基督。
And the fourth, lastly, it's the Antichrist.
所以在这个这里它就代表这个这个绵羊代表这个希腊。
So the ram represents Greece.
然后这个公绵羊哦，不，对不起啊。绵羊是代表这个波斯。
It represents Persia.
然后这个公绵羊是代表希腊。
A male goat represents Greece.
然后第十三节他讲到必有一个勇敢的王兴起，执掌大权，随意而行。
And verse 3 it says, And a mighty king will arise and he will rule with great authority and do as he pleases.
你猜一下这个王是谁？
Can you guess who the king is?
你们可以猜一下吗？
Can you guess?
谁知道？这位王是谁？
Who is this king?
这个王就是亚历山大。
And that's Alexander.
这个很勇敢的王，他决定要给这个波斯王一个教训，也就是血西王。
And so, this very brave king decided to teach a lesson to Xerxes.
因为血西王要攻击这个希腊帝国。
Since Xerxes attacked Greece.
所以亚历山大要给他一个教训。
So Alexander decided to give him a lesson.
所以亚历山大就把他打败了。
So Alexander conquered him.
我们在人类历史里面可以看到亚历山大是一位很伟大的一个王帝。
And we see that through history that Alexander the Great was a great emperor.
他在很短的时间就是从这个征服了从这个欧洲到印度。
In a very short time, he conquered all the land between Europe and India.
没有一个人能够抵挡他的进攻。
No one could withstand his attacks.
所以在公元前332年的时候，亚历山大就征服了这个波斯帝国。
So in 332 BC, Alexander the Great conquered Persia.
九年过后他就离开了世界。
But 9 years later, he died.
然后之后他的帝国就分成了四部分。
And then his kingdom was divided into four parts.
由他四位将军来统治。
And they were controlled by his generals.
所以这些发生在历史里面的事件
So all these things that happen in history
就如天使加百利所说一一的被应验了
It's just as what Gabriel has stated and each one was fulfilled
然后神所说的必定会成就
What God speaks will be accomplished
因为所有事情的发生都有神的旨意
Because there's God's will in everything that occurs
亚历山大带给当时的社会有很大的影响。
Alexander the Great brought a great change to the societies of the time.
直到整个帝国被他统一下来。
It unified the whole land.
而且希腊文成为一个很普遍的一个语文。
And Greek became the common language.
成为当时主耶稣时代一个传福音的一个管道。
It became a pathway for the gospel during Jesus' time.
那其实希腊文还有它的哲学一直影响到今天。
Actually, Greek and its philosophy continue to impact our world today.
好了，让我们来看第三个预言就是君王的预言。
And let's look at the prophecy of the kings.
但以理书第十一章第五节到二十节段经文是谈到君王的预言。
And in Daniel chapter 11 verses 5 to 20 it speaks of the prophecy of the kings.
然后这段经文很详细的描述到在历史里面所发生的事情。
And this passage describing details of what happened in history.
然后亚历山大的帝国刚才我说过已经被分成四部分
Alexander's kingdom was divided into four parts
但是这个预言只是谈到他两部分吧
But this prophecy only talks about the two parts of the kingdom
那可能你们当中有些人不对历史不感兴趣。
Perhaps some of you are not that interested in history.
啊，但是我在这里所要强调的就是，圣经是神的话语。
But what I want to emphasize is that the Bible is God's word.
因为这些历史的细节就按照圣经的意啊，这些预言很准确的应验在人类历史里面。
Because history follows closely to the prophecy of Scripture.
那么这段经文说，南方的王必强盛，他将率中必有一个比他更强盛，执掌权柄，他的权柄甚大。
Then the king of the south will grow strong, along with one of his princes.Who will gain ascendancy over him, obtain dominion. His domain will be a great dominion indeed.
啊，过些年后，他们必互相联合。南方王的女子必救了北方王的来立业。
After some years, they will form an alliance, and the daughter of the king of the south will come to the king of the north to carry out a peaceful arrangement.
那么根据这段经文所说，我们看到两位王。
And according to this passage, we see two kings.
啊，一位是南方的王。
One is the south.
另外是北方的王。
The other one is king of the north.
啊，其实南方的王是指埃及的王。
And the king of south refers to the king of Egypt.
然后北方的王是指叙利亚。
And the king of the north refers to Syria.
如果你对中东的地这个地图有理解的话
，If you're familiar with the map of Middle East，
我们知道这个埃及是在南方
，We know Egypt is to the south，
然后这个叙利亚是在北方
，Syria is to the north。
那以色列就被夹在中间了
，And Israel is sandwiched in between。
所以受到这个两个国家的纠纷的影响。
So, it's impacted by the dispute between the two.
南方的王比这个北方的王比较强盛。
The king of the south is a little bit stronger than the king of the north.
然后来北方的王的王位已经被南方的王夺去了。
And then, the kingship of the north was taken away from by the king of the south.
好了，让我们来看第六节。
And let's look at verse 6.
啊，过些年后，他们互相联合，南方王的女儿必救了北方王来立业。
After some years, they will form an alliance, and the daughter of the king of the south will come to the king of the north to carry out a peaceful arrangement.
啊，但这女子帮助之力存立不住。王和他所依靠之力也不能存立。
But she will not retain her position of power, nor will he remain with his power.
啊，这女子和引导他来的必生他的，以及当时扶助他的，都必交于死地。
But she will be given up, along with those who brought her in.And the one who sired her, as well as he who supported her in those times.
啊，古代的王经常以这个婚姻来结盟。
And the kings of the past oftentimes used marriage as to form alliances.
所罗门王就是一个例子。
King Solomon was one example.
啊，无论如何，这个埃及王波多勒米。要求这个安提欧古啊，与他的妻子离婚。
And no matter what, Ptolemy asked Antiochus to divorce his wife Laodice.
而以致他这个可以跟波多勒米的女儿结婚。
So he could marry the daughter of Ptolemy, Bernice.
啊，但是这个埃及王波多勒米两年后就去世了。
But the king of Egypt, Ptolemy, passed away 2 years after that.
啊，这个安提欧古他要回他的前妻。
And Antiochus wanted to return to his former wife.
啊，但是他的前妻把他毒死。
But his former wife ended up poisoning him.
然后把这个埃及王的女儿把他杀掉。
And killed the daughter of the king of Egypt.
啊，就好像。中间有句经文说，女子帮助之力存力不住， 王和他所依靠之力也不能存立。
And so, but she, just like the verse says, but she will not retain her position of power, nor will he remain with his power.
啊，让我们来看第七节、第九节。
Let's look at verses 7 and 9.
啊，但是女子的本家必另生一子继续王位，他必率领军队进入北方王的宝藏，攻击他们，而且得胜，必将他们的神像和造成的偶像以金银的宝器列到埃及去。啊，数年之内，他不去攻击北方的王，北方的王必有南方王的国，却要乃回本地。
But one of the descendants of her line will arise in his place, and he will come against their army and enter the fortress of the king of the north. And he will deal with them and display great strength. Also their gods with their metal images and their precious vessels of silver and gold, he will take into captivity to Egypt. And he, on his part, will refrain from attacking the king of the north for some years. Then the latter will enter the realm of the king of the south, but will return to his own land.
那么后来这个埃及王他的女儿，刚才我讲那位女儿，他的一位弟弟成为埃及王。
And later on, Bernice, the daughter of the king of the south, one of her younger brothers became the king of Egypt.
啊，他就要为自己的姐姐报仇啊。
And he wanted to take revenge for his sister.
啊，他就攻击这个北方的王，这个国家，他得胜了。
So he attacked the northern kingdom and won.
啊，并且得到很多财富。
And he received much wealth.
然后过后，南方的王和北方的王。他们就不理会啊对方。
And then finally they ignored each other.
然后过了不久，北方的王就攻打这个埃及王。
But later on, the king of the north attacked the king of the south.
啊，但是却失败了。
But he lost.
那么后来北方的王从这个马掉下来死了。
And then later on, the king of the north fell off his horse and died.
然后由他的儿子继承他的王位。
And his son became king.
啊，这个是在但以理书里面所讲的，不是我讲的。
And this is what was stated in the book of Daniel. It's not what I'm saying.
啊，但是如果你查考这个古代历史的话，这些事情是曾经发生过的。
But if you look at ancient history, this is what happened.
那好了，让我们来看第四个预言。
And let's look at the fourth prophecy.
也就是安提欧古还有这个叙利亚的预言。
And it's a prophecy concerning Antiochus and Syria.
我们在第八章的时候，我曾经提到这个很邪恶的一个人。
And in chapter 8, I had mentioned a very evil individual.
而且这个人是预表将来的敌基督。
And this person was a representation of the future Antichrist.
所以他的英文有个名字叫做 Antiochus Epiphany.
And he has a name, Antiochus Epiphanes.
啊，意思就是说 the glorious one, 那个荣耀者。
And it means the glorious one.
啊，但是天使加百利称他为是一个很邪恶的一个人。
But Gabriel called him an evil individual.
啊，但是安提欧古他不是继承这个王位的一个人。
But Antiochus was not one who inherited the kingship.
啊，但是他以这个毒辣的手段来得到这个王位。
He used guile in order to get the kingship.
因为得到这个王位的继承人确实是一个很年轻的人，他的名字叫做 Demetrius Soter.
And because the person who the rightful king was a young individual, his name was Demetrius Soter.
啊，因着这个缘故，这个安提欧古说自己是合法的一个保护者，而得到这个王位。
And so Antiochus used justify his taking over as the protector.
那么安提欧古这个人，他在这个政治上非常的成功。
Antiochus was very successful politically.
啊，他以这个很诡诈而且很毒辣的一个手段来对付他的敌人。
And he was very cunning and also very cruel in dealing with his enemies.
啊，第一次他攻打这个埃及的时候，还没有占领埃及，他已经得胜了。
And when he first attacked Egypt before he even conquered, he won.
啊，就如第二十五节说，他必奋勇向前 率领大军攻击南方王，南方王也必以极大的极强的精兵与他征战，却站立不住，因为有人设计谋害南方人。
He will stir up his strength and courage against the king of the south with a large army. So the king of the south will mobilize an extremely large and mighty army for war. But he will not stand, for schemes will be devised against him.
所以在公元前170年的时候，当这个安提欧古他回国的时候，就是从南方回去北方的时候。
So in 170 BC, when Antiochus returned to Syria from Egypt,
因为他要经过以色列。
Because he has to go through Israel.
啊，他就把他的注意力转向这个以色列的圣殿的财宝。
So he turned his attention to the treasures of the temple in Israel.
啊，北方王必带许多财宝回往本国，他的心反对圣业，任意而行，回到本地。
Then he will return to his land with much plunder, but his heart will be set against the Holy Covenant, and he will take action and then return to his own land.
他抢夺圣殿，还有玷污圣殿。
He plundered the temple, and also he...
而且他怎么讲？他除去圣殿的献祭。
He desecrated the temple and he also removed the sacrifices.
他杀了不少犹太人。
He killed many Jews.
然后两年过后，也就是在公元前168年的时候，他再次去攻打埃及。
After 2 years in 168 BC, he once again attacked Egypt.
但是他受到罗马人的阻止。
But he was prevented by the Romans.
因着这个缘故，安提欧古就把犹太人拿来出气。
And because of this, Antiochus took out his anger on the Jews.
那么在12月4号，公元前168年的时候，他就亵渎这个圣殿，在圣殿里设立一个希腊神。
So on December 14th, 168 BC, he desecrated the temple by setting up the image of Zeus.
啊，以一只猪来作为献祭。
And he sacrificed a pig.
因为猪对犹太人来说是一个很不洁净的一个动物。
Because pigs to the Jews are unclean animal.
就如三十一节所说，他必兴兵，这兵必亵渎圣地，就是保障，除掉当先的番祭。势力他行毁坏可憎的。
Forces from him will arise and desecrate the sanctuary fortress and do away with regular sacrifice and they will set up the abomination of desolation.
那其实当将来的事情了，当敌基督跟以色列毁灭的时候。
And actually, if in the future when the Antichrist breaks his covenant with Israel.
然后圣经预言说，他将会把自己的肖像放在这个圣殿里面。
And the Bible prophesied that he will set up his own image in the temple.
所以安提欧古不只要把这个犹太人除掉。
So Antiochus not only wanted to get rid of the Jews.
他也希望把犹太人的宗教把它除去。
He wanted to wipe away the religion of the Jews.
那么他阐释那些听从他的人。
And he was good to those who listened to him.
而且杀害那些抵挡他的人。
And killed those who opposed him.
那么身为一个犹太人，他们只有一个选择。
As a Jew, they only had two choices.
就是听从这个安提欧古而违背自己的信仰。
As listen to Antiochus and deny their own faith.
或者听从自己的神，也就是耶和华神而被杀害。
Or to listen to their God and be killed.
但是根据这个十一章三十四节、三十五节谈到有一小群相信神的犹太人跟这个安提欧古对抗。
But in verses 34 and 35, there's a small group of Jews who would oppose Antiochus.
那么有一位犹太人的祭司，他的名字叫做马大提亚，跟他五个儿子。
And there's a Jewish priest, Matthias, and his five sons.
然后组成一队军队来跟安提欧古对抗。
They formed an army to fight against Antiochus.
啊，这五个儿子里面有一个儿子，他的名字叫做犹大。
And one of the sons' name is Judas.
啊，成为这个反叛 的一个英雄。
It became a hero in the rebellion.
所以有不少的犹太人为了耶路撒冷城他的圣殿还有他们的信仰牺牲了他们的生命。
So many Jews for the sake of the temple and their faith lost their lives.
但是最后他们得胜了。
But finally they won.
所以在十月十四号公元前165年的时候圣殿再一次的得到洁净。
So on December 14th, 165 BC, the temple was once again cleansed.
因此犹太人在每一年庆祝这个节日叫做 Hanukkah.
There's thus, the Jews celebrate the festival of Hanukkah.
也就是来纪念当时他们在历史里面所发生的事情。
It's to remember what happened in history.
但是我们知道在公元前163年的时候安提欧古他去世了。
But we know that in 163 BC, Antiochus died.
他被看为是一个疯狂的人。
And he was considered a crazy person.
那么但以理在异象里面所看见的给我们一个暗示。
And Daniel's vision gave us a hint.
那么安提欧古其实就是预表将来的敌基督。
Antiochus represents the Antichrist in the future.
那么在那个时候犹太人因着他们的信仰将要承受极大的痛苦。
And at that time, the Jews, because of their faith, will suffer greatly.
那么有些犹太人离道反教而跟随这个敌基督。
And some Jews will leave their faith and follow the Antichrist.
但是也有些忠心至死的犹太人持守着他们的信仰。
But some will remain faithful to the end.
那么就如32节所说，作恶违背圣约的人，他必用巧言勾引，唯独认识神子民的，必刚强行事。
Just as in verse 32 says, by smooth words he will turn to godlessness those who act wickedly toward the covenant. But the people who know their God will display strength and take action.
然后从今天我们所看到的经文。
So from the passage we went through today.
我们看到但以理所说的预言。
We see that the prophecy from Daniel.
一一的应验在历史里面。
They have all been fulfilled in history.
就证明圣经是神的话语。
Proving that the Bible is God's word.
那么圣经是神所说的。
The Bible is what words of God.
那么因此我们必须要相信圣经所说的。
Therefore, we need to believe what the Bible says.
让我们安静下来，用点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us quiet our hearts and use some time to meditate on today's message.
我们在但以理书里面让我们看到不少的预言。
We see in the book of Daniel many prophecies.
有不少的预言已经应验在历史里面。
Many prophecies that's already in the past, in history.
但是还有一些预言是将来的事情。
Yet there's still more prophecies that are in the future.
这些预言所说的多么的准确。
These prophecies were extremely accurate.
也就是告诉我们这个是神所说的。
And that is to tell us that it is words of God.
那么圣经是神的话语。
The Bible is God's word.
我们也知道将还有一些预言还没有应验。
And we know that there are still more prophecies that has not been fulfilled.
但是这些预言将会应验。
And we know that these prophecies will come to pass.
因此我们必须要相信是神所说的。
So we must believe what God says.
相信这本圣经所说的。
To believe what the Bible says.
因为圣经就是神的话语。
Because the Bible is God's word.
亲爱的天父上帝，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
让我们更加的相信这本圣经。
So that we will believe in the Bible more.
相信你所说的。
To believe what you have said.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.